It's Tuesday, September 15th, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 46th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I'm George Rich, host and producer of the show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Today joining with us is the very, very special person, Special Colin.
Hello, hello. How are you all today?
I am fine. Colin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm a little sweaty because I just got back from a football game. I wasn't playing, but I was watching, and it was really hot outside.
Well, it's Florida for you.
Yeah, yeah. Both of us live in Florida, so we're Floridians. We know how the heat goes. But reason why this is I think it's been 2 months since we did. I don't know where you. Yeah, you haven't been on the show in a while, Colin.
Not for a while, no.
But last time we did the show, that was a long time ago, and I remember we had a couple people on. But I did record one show to release before school started for back to school, you know, for Apple and all this stuff. And I saw a couple websites, you know, featuring back to school stuff. And I never really got out to posting. I edited it. I had it on the website and everything. I just never released, never wrote the show notes. So I don't, sorry about that, guys. But we are back weekly. So let me give you a little recap of what happened over the summer. Do you know any about this? The text message hacking that they were doing?
No, I did not know about that.
You hear about that? Well, there was this one way where someone could send you a text message and it would, it would be able to access your phone, something like that. And so they had an update over that through the summer. It was 3.0.1. That was end of July, beginning of August. Actually, that reminds me, I have to update someone in my family. Their phone is still on 3.0. I have to put 3.01. And August 28th, Snow Leopard. I should have done an episode for that, but I was out of town. I wasn't out of town. I was busy upgrading. So I'm now running Snow Leopard. Colin, I believe you are not still.
No, I'm not. I'm waiting for my first paycheck at my new job so I can go ahead and spend it on that stuff.
Well, we hope you get it soon.
I do too. I'm really anxious to upgrade to that. I've heard so many good things from you and from everyone else. So many good things about Leopard.
I'm super excited. I've got it. It's running faster. I mean, I'm seeing improvements. You know, now one thing I'm waiting for is I have a friend. He gave me a thumb drive at school the other day, and he was like, "Hey, George, I've got this for you. It's a gift." And I was like, "What is it?" He's like, "It's Snow Leopard to put on your Dell Mini 9 Hackintosh." I was like, "Whoa!" And he's like, "One thing that doesn't work is the sound and the sleep." Now, I used to sleep a lot on my Dell Mini 9, my Hackintosh, and so I put it to sleep all the time. But sound, being the video and audio production and sound, you know, as myself, podcast and stuff like that, I use sound a lot. Like, I just got a invite to Spotify. I don't know if you guys have heard of it yet. It's another Pandora-type thing. It's really cool. It's got, you know, I don't have to pay for it. I got the application. It's only available in the UK, but I'm one of the beta testers here in the U.S., and it's amazing. It's pretty amazing. You should check it out, Spotify, just, you know, learn information about it when it comes. It's on the iPhone in the U.K. store. It's pretty cool. So I use that a lot on my Dell Mini, so I said, you know what, I'm going to hold off. And this week, he said this weekend, George, I'll work on getting the sound into it, and so I can upgrade, because I'd love to get the sound into the Dell Mini 9 and use Snow Leopard, because I can't even use iTunes 9. You know that? iTunes 9 requires 10.5.7.
6, you mean?
No. 10.5.7 is the oldest, because I'm running 10.5.6.
Oh.
And so you have to have, it requires, right. But actually I think I got it working. And the only thing it is that I need to upgrade to 10.5.7 and able to get Safari 4 working. So that's pretty interesting. So, but I'm just laying back on that. So enough of that. This past Wednesday, what day was it? It was the 9th. It was Apple's It's only rock and roll media event, which was, you know, was a great, you know, event. I was happy. You know, have you watched the keynote yet, Colin?
I've been tempted to, but every time I get around to it, it's too late and I'm asleep.
Well, we all know that. But I followed it at school. My schedule at school actually works out great. I have a study hall between 1 and 2. So it's great because the keynote starts at 1 and it ends at, 2:30. And so I've actually get the main part of it and I can bring my computer school, my new school. So I can, I'm on my Dell Mini, finding out what's going on. So let's give a process of what happens during the event. Steve Jobs is on stage, presentation receiving a standing ovation. He's going to talk about music, but first iPhone. Over 30 million iPhones sold in 2 years and 1.8 billion apps sold. Today, iPhone OS 3.1 free brings Genius 2 apps, 30,000 ringtones, for $1.29 each. For music, 8.5 billion iTunes songs sold, 100 million accounts, number one music retailer in the world. Now that I'm impressed. It's the number one music. Introducing iTunes 9, Genius database expanding to include Genius mixes, which automatically plays songs from your library to go together. Now I've played with that. Very cool. I like that feature. It's very nice. So iTunes 9 was released on that day and it's great. New syncing options, artists, genres, etc. Also, photos, movies, manage your iPhone apps in iTunes, arrange home screen. Now, this is something we've been all been waiting for.
We have been waiting.
Oh, yes.
We thought it was going to come out with iTunes 8 and with 3.0.
Now, I've been waiting for this, and it's amazing. You can select up to multiple applications, move them to multiple pages. You can actually change pages around on this thing. It's incredible. Home sharing to manage copying of songs, TV shows, apps, etc., up to 5 computers in your house. Now, this amazing as well. I keep having people. I'm the one that basically manages my iTunes and stuff here, and we have all one account for everybody that's in my household. And so everybody's asking me, "Hey, can you put some new songs on my computer?" I've been waiting for this, and now they can do it from their computer. As simple as 1, 2, 3. They click on the home sharing. They go through my thing. They even have an option to select what's already in their library, what's in mine that they don't have, and they can do that, which is great. I love it. Now, as well as my Dell Mini. My Dell Mini, since it's limited to space, I can just go on there, select what I want to go, what I want to take, then I can delete it and re-put it back on. It's pretty cool. Cleaner layout for iTunes store. iTunes LP, album packages with tons of bonus materials, lyrics, photos, videos, etc. Now, they showed a demo of iTunes 9. iTunes Extras, bonus materials for movies, similar to DVD bonus features, but also includes interactive material. Now, Phil Schiller's on stage and he talks about iPods. Over 220 million iPods sold to date, 73.8% market share. iPod Touch is the fastest growing product, over 20 million sold, plus 30 million iPhones. Fastest growing product is the iPod Touch, sold over 20 million of them. Going over why it's so great. Music, videos, apps, internet, gaming device, 21,178 games and entertainment apps for the iPhone, iPod Touch. 3,600 for the Nintendo DS, 607 for the Sony PSP. Now he's showing a video montage of games. Then a couple of developers come out. Ubisoft, then Tapulous, Gameloft, EA Games. Then Schiller comes back and he's talking about the iPod Touch, the most affordable gateway to the App Store, dropping the price of the 8 gigabyte model from $229 to $199. Great, great price because most of the mid-range things are at $199 for Apple. New iPod Touch price points is $199 for the 8 gigabyte, $299 for the 32, and $399 for the 64. Now I'm not a person that would spend $399 for a 64 gigabyte iPod. I'm sorry, Colin.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine spending too much. I mean, all I really need for a portable media player is about between 8 and 16 gigs.
Well, you see that they've taken out the 16, which is a little disappointment for me. I would have rather had 16 gigabytes at $199, $299 32, and $399 64. Because 8, I think, to me, 8 is too small, even though, most of my devices are 8 gigabytes.
Yeah.
So, Also making the 32 and 64 gigabyte versions faster with the ability to run OpenGL ES 2.0 like the iPhone 3GS. iPod Classic was bumped up from 120 to 160 gigabytes, the same price point, $249. iPod Shuffle, new third-party headphones with the iPod Shuffle controls built in. Now, five colors for the Shuffle. 59 for 2 gigabytes, 79 for 4 gigabytes. And then they actually added a Apple Special Edition stainless steel, right? Silver?
Yep.
For $99. Now, I was tempted to buy that, but I was like, you know, it doesn't have any, you know, it's all built-in controls. You know, Colin, I know you went out and bought the second-gen Shuffle because better battery and it had buttons.
Yep. I can honestly say I don't need any other iPod than just my Shuffle. I mean, it doesn't have a screen, and that's a big complaint. I mean, while I'm driving and trying to change the song, I want to concentrate more on the road than, okay, what song is this?
Now, do you use your Shuffle a lot?
I don't use it a lot now that I'm spending more time at home, but whenever I go out and, you know, I'm taking a long drive or something, I usually bring it along with me.
Okay. And then Steve Jobs, after Phil talks about all that, Steve Jobs comes out and he, you know, says, thank you, Phil. And da, da, da. Oh, before I forget, at the beginning, Steve comes out and he's like, I'm generous to be here. I have had a liver transplant a couple of months ago, as some of you know. I now have a liver of a 20-year-old that had died in a car crash, and I'm very gracious of him. So that what happened at the beginning, and he looked really skinny. Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, he doesn't look as bad as the last time we saw him.
No, but he's a little, I noticed him a little bit more wider too.
Yeah, but I think he looks, I mean, you know, he just went through a liver transplant.
Well, yeah.
You can't expect him to be looking, you know, as good as me maybe, but you know, I think he looks a little bit better.
All right. That was one of the big things that Steve Jobs' appearance there, because, you know, everybody was expecting that. And it did happen, and just it was one of the makeup. Steve Jobs comes out, and he says, one more thing. Then he says, video camera. And he started talking about the video camera. And then he brings up the flip. He's like, 4 gigabytes for $149. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay, 4 gigabytes for $149. And he was like, you know, everybody was just like, hey, you know, what are they going to do with the flip? So then he takes out the flip, and then it's a big blank thing, and he says, we're going to bring the video camera to you for free. And everybody's like, whoa, must be the iPod Touch or the iPod Nano, what's going to be. So he says, video cameras in the iPod Nanos also includes a speaker, adding FM radio and Genius Mixes, built-in pedometer for Nike Plus, a larger display, 8 gigabyte at $149, 16 gigabyte at $179. Bright, glossy colors available today. And the closing performance was Norah Jones. We thought it was going to be the Beatles, and they were going to talk something about the Beatles, and da da da. But nothing happened with the Beatles. So,
well, you can't expect much from the Beatles. Well, I mean, yeah. They're missing a lot of people. So,
yeah. So now I saw that Nano, and I was like, man, I got to have one of those Nanos. So, well, actually, I have the first gen Nano. It's pretty funny. I have the first gen Nano. I never got the second gen Nano. Then the third gen Nano came out. I was like, I laid off on the Nanos because I was like, you know, I got an iPhone. So. So I go to, while I was in Europe this summer, I took my first gen iPhone, and I was using that as a phone over there because it was unlocked. And so I was, you know, sweet. And then, you know, towards the end of the trip, my cousin was like, hey, you know, that's pretty cool. Da, da, da. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it to him. So I gave it to him. I was a good citizen, and I gave him, I left him my first gen iPhone. He's loving it. And the first week I was there, he was like, you know what? Look, they gave me, you know, because he bought a car, and over there they have, and he works for the car dealership company. He says that anyone who buys a car gets an iPod Nano. He got when he came over here, he bought an iPod Nano. Now they gave him another one, so he had a second one. He had it, you know, sitting up there, 8 gigabyte iPod iPod Nano, third gen. I was like, oh, sweet, you know, I want one of these. So we traded. Greatest thing I ever traded. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't a good trade, but I wanted the third gen Nano, so I got the third gen Nano. Fourth gen, I never really got into that. I was like, hey, it's a cool, you know. And then my cousin got it. I was like, oh, that's really cool, and so. But I had to do it, Colin. and I went out and I bought, well, I didn't went out. I ordered it. I ordered the fifth gen Air. It's amazing, Colin. I already showed you the other day, and you think it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Which, the third gen or the fourth gen?
No, the new one, the fifth gen. I got the one I got.
Oh, yeah, the fifth gen. I mean, it looks the same as the fourth gen.
Well, yeah. It looks the same, but it does have the video camera. It does have a microphone. It does have a speaker. So, what do I think? Well, actually, we'll talk a little bit about that later. But so, what do you – we already talked about iTunes 9. You know, you think it's – you haven't been using it, so
I haven't been using, but I mean the features and how it looks and stuff. It sounds all right, but I mean I've heard a couple, you know, things where people are finding it crashing.
Yeah, I actually
messing up with Mac. I don't want to screw anything up.
It was it wasn't running for me, but I then another update came out, and it fixed. So it's working. It fixed the update on. So we'll talk about it in a little bit. iTunes or iPhone OS 3.1, iPhone and iPod Touch. So, a couple things it does. It improves the syncing. You now can redeem iTunes gift cards and certificates and all that in the App Store. You can save video from your mail or MMS into the camera roll, which is cool. Option to save a new clip when trimming the video, which is great. Better Wi-Fi performance when Bluetooth is turned on. Now you can remotely lock your iPhone with the passcode via Mobile Me. Also, use voice control with the iPhone 3GS with Bluetooth headsets, which I've been wanting to do because now I can just say, call mom or call dad or call someone and call Tony, and it'll call Tony, even though the number that I have for calling Tony is, I guess, bad or something. I don't
know. Hey, you can always reach me on any number.
Yeah. Paste phone numbers into the keypad. Now you can use the home button to turn on accessibility features in the iPhone 3GS. Improved exchange syncing, and it fixes the issue that people were having with when the apps icons with the display incorrectly. Because I had a lot of that happened for a while. For the iPod Touch, it's $495. I was reading today that only 1% of iPod Touch owners have updated 3.1. So I guess people are not seeing a need to do that. People have been seeing the iPhone OS 3.1 is blocking encrypted Microsoft Exchange connections on non-3GS devices. So the only one it's working is on the iPhone 3GS. Non-3GS devices, which is only the iPhone 3GS that it's working on. That syncs for some people. iTunes 9 breaks Palm pre-syncing. Once again, we always know that when Apple sends out an update, it's going to block the Palm Pre. Supposedly the third generation iPod Touch was torn down, and it reveals that the 802.11 capable Wi-Fi chip empty space, and there's also empty spaces for cameras, so maybe they could be adding a camera in later.
That's what I'm waiting for, really, is the camera on the iPod Touch, because I think it would work much better on the Touch than it would on
the Nano.
Especially with positioning, that's
yeah. What is your what do you think about the positioning on the Nano?
The video camera on the Nano is really I mean, I like it, but there's a lot of things that I don't like about it. First off, just because I'm a grammar Nazi, the wording that they're using is Nano with video camera. Now I can understand Nano with video, or Nano with a video camera. I understand that the application's called video camera, and that's just how Apple does things, but it just doesn't look right to me. But the positioning of the camera itself is just improper. It kind of looks like whoever designed it just they looked at the back of the Nano and okay, well, first place we can fit this, it can go there, we're done. Okay, send it out. Because it's right behind, in case you haven't seen it, it's right behind where the click wheel is on the backside. And I haven't used it, but I would imagine that, the center button on the click wheel is, what you use to record. and the way I hold things, when I try to, you know, push a button on something, my hand is right on the other side. Like, it's going to be, so your finger is going to be right on top of the camera when you hit record.
Yeah.
For it to be comfortable. I mean, you could also, you know, hold it in a weird fashion and it would work fine, I'm sure. But I think they should have put it behind the screen or, you know, somewhere a little bit less in the way of where you'd be putting your hands anyway. However, you know, I've seen test videos and, you know, what people are saying about it. The audio sounds beautiful. I mean, there's no doubt there. They really did well with the microphone. And the picture quality, it's not, you know, high def or anything like that, but it's good for an amateur video making. And I mean, I don't like the positioning, but I really like that it's there.
Yeah. So I was pretty sad that I was listening to a couple of podcasts. So I listened to Mac Break and all that right after, you know, I was looking at a couple of reviews and I got pretty sad because people were saying, who's going to pay $159 for the 8 gigabyte when you can pay $30 more and get the 16, which I went out and I was stupid and I bought the 8 gigabyte. But hey, I mean, I'm happy. I mean, it was a good price point for me. I didn't really want to pay $30 more to get it. And then I had to pay like $10 more on tax and it's going to be like $200. And I was like, oh, forget this. If it was $200, I could have got an iPod Touch. And I would have loved to have an iPod Touch, but I already have an iPhone. So why am I going to have an iPod Touch? So I got this Nano. It's pretty cool. I like it. Like I wanted to get the, like I was really close to getting a fourth generation last year. It was about the right time. It was about like a week or two after it came out, and I was at the Best Buy. I was like, hey, you know, it's pretty cool. I want to get one. Actually, and that's one of my cousins, another cousins from Europe, when they came here, they bought fourth gen. So 1 year before some cousins came over here and they bought the third gen, and the next year different cousins came and they bought the fourth gen. So they're happy with it, and I'm happy with the fifth gen. So, I mean, it's just great. I got a radio. I've tried the radio. To listen to the radio, I didn't know this. To listen to the radio, you have to have your headphones in. And I was like, hey. And so, but you can play music on the speaker. It doesn't even look like it has a speaker. And I couldn't figure out what color to get, so I just got the silver, the white. Because the black, I already have a black third generation, and I have a black first generation. And so I went ahead and got the silver. So I'm pretty happy with it. I like it, and I look forward to, you know, going through, you know, and testing it more and seeing what I don't like and what I like about it. But it's just, you know, it's good to have. If you already have the fourth gen, I don't agree. I mean, I don't think you should get, you know, it's not necessary to get it because it's just for the video. Just wait until the iPod Touch gets it, which I do. Me and Colin do believe it'll have it sometime in the future.
Sometime soon, I do believe. I mean, the way that they were tearing it down, and I mean, looking at their pictures and stuff, it really looks like a video camera can fit in there. Especially after I've taken apart an iPhone and looked at the video the camera that's inside the iPhone. I think the iPhone 3GS has an even smaller one. You can definitely fit one in there.
Okay, so a plus that it retain. I'm giving it a plus that it retains stylish and durable form factor with a bigger and better screen. Another plus that camera is surprisingly good and really fun. Another plus that the price is very tempting considering the camera addition. Now, in the middle, the design, the battery life, and the UI are unchanged, but it's still good. And the bad thing is that it's still capped with 16 gigabytes. But hey, I mean, it's a Nano. What else? You're not going to get a 32 in a Nano. I don't think they'll be able to put 32 gigabytes in a Nano. I mean, maybe one day in the future, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's great. Colin, do you have a Mac app? Why don't you review the Mac app that you've been using, the Twitter Mac app?
It's not necessarily, I haven't been using it for any sort of productivity necessarily.
You've been using it for fun.
I've been using it for fun. Well, we've been using it for fun. It's called Tweet My Mac. It's a tiny little Twitter client for your Mac. The idea behind it is you set up your Mac with its very own Twitter account, and what it'll do is it'll every minute it'll check for a direct message. And what you can do is you can send your Mac a direct message and tell it, you know, do this. And, you know, like you can give it the command eyesight and it'll take a picture with the eyesight and it'll upload it to TwitPic and it'll at reply it back to you. And you can like say whatever, and George loves doing that and bugging me while I'm trying to do some work. But it's a really neat thing. I mean, if you're out and you're like, crap, I forgot to turn my Mac off. If you know you're one of those types that you know auto just shut it down whenever you leave, or you put it to sleep or something like that, you can just be like, you're out, you just pull out your phone, you know, D, whatever the name is, and then shut down. It'll just shut down. Or if you think someone's on your computer, you just, you know, eyesight, or you can tell it to take a screenshot and it'll show like what they're doing or who's on your computer. In a sense, it can be creepy if you open it up to people, which is a plan I hope I'm going to eventually do, is just have a completely open one. But, I mean, you can have fun with it with your friends, but it can be really useful.
Yeah, I use it too, and it's just incredible what people, you know, come up with and to do, you know. Because it's pretty funny, because you can say commands to talk to, and it was pretty funny. The other day, I sent a command to Colin, not very, you know, a very good one to say out loud. And I accidentally put it on Twitter, and it went on Facebook, and it was very bad, and I shouldn't have said it, but... I should have watched before I sent it. I should have watched, made sure it was a DM, because you know, I don't want that to happen anymore. But next time I know. Actually, the other day, Apple released a Mac OS X 10.6.1, which, you know, did a couple of issues it fixed, and I've noticed that Snow Leopard's a little bit better, and iTunes hasn't been crashing as much as it has before. So that update did really well. And an application I want to talk about. Facebook 3.0 came out. Amazing. Okay. Now I can upload video. The only thing I can't do is we can't watch video that people upload on. I like the UI. It's just incredible. I've got newsfeed, profile, friends, inbox, chat, request, events, photos, notes. And I got, you know, I can put people in favorites. Next, it's like an iPhone, basically. I slide over to another page, and I can put people, you know, favorite people. At the bottom, I have notifications. I can go through my notifications. It's just really cool. Has a search. I can search through my friends, everyone, pages. Now, next update is going to have push notification and a universal search where you can search everything, like on Facebook's site. Which is great. I love it. Mm-hmm. Another application I was Yelp. If you shake it three times or more, you get monocule mode. Basically, it's augmented reality. I've showed a lot of people that, and they've been, you know, super super happy. They're like, "How do you do that? That's really cool." So that's a great great little tool there in Yelp that you can do augmented reality. I think that was it's a hidden future. Anyways, you have to shake it. I had to shake it more than, you know, 10 times to get it working. But and one of the times I shook it, it actually fell out of my hand.
That's why you got to get one of those rubber cases.
Yeah, I have a hard case, and I actually want. I did. I don't know. Have you heard of the application Bump?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Really cool application. I used it Labor Day weekend. Every year we go to this, it's like a family, not family reunion, but it's a reunion we go to on Labor Day. And, I had a lot of friends there with iPhones. And so, you know, it's like, oh, bump, bump, let's bump. So it was pretty like people were like, what are they going to do? They're going to bump? It's a little interesting. You know, I thought it was kind of sick. But I was like, no, we're just going to trade information with our iPhones. Yeah, okay. So I opened up my bump for the first time users, which were they. They had to create a user card for themselves. As you know me, I had my user card already set, my picture, my email, my Google Voice, my business line, my mobile line, my email, my websites. It was cool. And so I sat there bumping, and another time that happened that a friend of mine were bumping, and my phone, he bumped a little too hard, knocked my phone out of my hand. I was like, what are you doing, man? And it didn't work. So it was hilarious. We started laughing. But getting a little bit over our time here. We're reaching 30 minutes into the show. It's been a great episode of 46 of the Apple Juice Show. We want to thank Colin for coming on.
You're most welcome, sir.
What is your Twitter?
My Twitter is twitter.com/special KOLIN.
All right. And my Twitter is twitter.com/GDRAGEDRAGE. My username for many things. You can find me on the web and probably Colin, Special Colin, on other websites too. So.
Yep.
Have a nice day. Au revoir. Bonjour. Goodbye. Agur is the Basque saying goodbye in Basque for the Spanish people. Have a nice day. Hope you enjoy the show. Talk to you until next week.